The Fed's out of options. Rate cuts, money printing, balance sheet reversals. They call it policy, but it's really panic. This is in-game economics, where hope replaces discipline and the illusion of control finally breaks. They're not cutting rates because things are strong. They're cutting because the system is cracking. Inflation's eating savings. The labor market's stalling. Confidence in the dollar is fading fast. For decades, the Fed built a house of paper. Now they're striking the match that could burn it all down, leaving you to pay the price. When's the last time you actually held the wealth you've spent your life working for? My friends at Noble Gold Investments have been helping Americans move from paper wealth into real tangible assets. Numbers on a screen can disappear, but physical gold and silver, they've outlasted every crisis in history. Visit NobleGoldInvestments.com and get your free wealth protection kit today. That's NobleGoldInvestments.com for your free wealth protection kit. Discover how simple it is to protect your future.
Past performance may not be indicative of future results. Investing in precious metals, including gold, involves risks. Consult with your tax attorney or financial professional before making an investment decision.
I sold my car on Carvana last night.
Well, that's cool.
No, you don't understand. It went perfectly. Real offer, down to the penny. They're picking it up tomorrow. Nothing went wrong.
So, what's the problem?
That is the problem. Nothing in my life goes as smoothly. I'm waiting for the catch.
Maybe there's no catch.
That's exactly what a catch would want me to think.
Wow, you need to relax.
I need to knock on wood. Do we have wood? Is this table wood?
I think it's laminate.
Okay, yeah, that's good. That's close enough.
Car selling without a catch. Sell your car today on
Carvana.
Pickup fees may apply.
Hello and welcome to the Box Score Breakdown. I'm your host, William Harris, aka William is Bill, back with another great episode of the Box Score Breakdown for you guys. Is this your championship week? Was last week your championship week? It's getting down to the nitty gritty. You know, we had a nice 8-game slate to recap for you guys on Monday. It was a fun one. So let's get straight to it like it's nothing to it. If you're not aware, we're presented to you by FanDuel. And you can always follow us at Ethos Fantasy NBA and at Sports Ethos. So, like I said, here we go. For the first game, we had the Miami Heat defeated the 76ers 119-109. Paul George, 19 points and a steal, 4 rebounds, and he's been solid since he's came back. No real rust there. He's not the all-star Paul George we used to, but at least he's back and playing 35 minutes. Dominique Barlow started, not much. Joel Embiid, 26 points, 7 boards, and 1 block. So if you made it this far with Embiid, riding your IR for the most part, he helped you out today. Tyrese Maxey, 23, 7, and 9 with 2 blocks. Great all-around game. Unfortunately, he would have had a tremendous game if he wasn't 2 for 9 from the 3-point range, but you can't complain about that. B.J. Edgecombe, 13 and 5 with 2 steals. Oubre and Quentin Grimes both had 11 points. Oubre had 11 rebounds also, so you love that. For Miami, Andrew Wiggins, 14 and 8 with 3 steals and 2 blocks. So it's very regular game, except for those 3 points and 2 blocks that really helps you out right there. Bam Adebayo, 23, 16, and 6 with a steal. Davion Mitchell, 9 points, 4 boards, 5 assists. You're usually expecting some steals there, but no, but solid rebound and assist numbers. Tyler Hero, 30 points, 4 boards, a steal and a block, and 2 blocks. That's a great game by Tyler Hero, and that's what we've been looking for. We know he can put up big points that kind of have been less than we have expected. But, you know, he's had a banged up year for the most part. He looked very healthy tonight. And again, 3 for 10 from 3. So he would have had 40 if he would have really been hot from 3. Pelle Larsson, 20 points, 10 boards, and a steal. Great game from him. Jaime Jaquez with 14 and 6 with 5 assists. Really nice game there as well. Khalil Ware, only 5 points, 6 boards, and he continues to frustrate fantasy owners with the minutes. But, I mean, he only had 13 minutes, so he's doing what he can. It's Miami. For the next game, the Hawks defeated the Celtics. That's a bit of a surprise because the Celtics have been on a roll, but so have the Hawks. The Hawks have won a lot of games in a row, 112-102. For the Celtics, Luka Garza started, so no Nemanja Kadar. He has a sprained right thumb. So Luka Garza had 20 and 9 with a block. Really nice game. Derek White, 7-5 with 4 assists, a steal, and 2 blocks, 3 for 12 from the field. He killed you there, 1 of 6 from 3. So you could see why they lost, you know. And Jason Tatum didn't play either, so it's not too big of a surprise. But Jaylen Brown still went off with 29 points, 10 boards, 9 assists, and a steal. Great game. Baylor Shireman, 3 points. Jordan Walsh, 8 points. So you had Derek White, Baylor Shireman, and Jordan Walsh combined for 18 points. So that's tough. And then only one player off the bench in double figures, Peyton Pritchard, with 16 points. And he didn't even have much else going on for him. 0 assist. So very weird game for the Celtics. We see why they lost. For the Hawks, Onyeka Okongwu was back. 20 points, 10 boards, 3 steals and a block. Jalen Johnson, 20 points, 12 boards, 5 assists. CJ McCollum, 14-6 with 2 blocks. Nikhil Alexander Walker, 17-6 assists. Dyson Daniels, 18-5-5 with 2 steals. Kuminga came off the bench with only 10 points, 6 boards, but he did have 2 blocks. Zachary Richardson with 9 points, a steal and a block. And so you see why they won. They had nice numbers all across the board. For the next game, the Suns destroyed the Grizzlies 131-105. For the Suns, Royce O'Neal, pedestrian game. Also, Iguodala, 11 points, 8 assists. That's a surprise. 5 rebounds and a block. And if he keeps getting minutes like this, you could see him having the same type of impact as Tumani Kamara. And, you know, it's based on this team, though, because they have Kaman Malawach, who they drafted 10th. And, of course, Mark Williams, who's always hurt. But also Iguodala, if he keeps getting minutes like this, he can be an effective basketball player. It's just, I don't know if his path is clear. We'll see. But, I mean, today, you look at those numbers, 11-8 assists with 5 boards, they don't stand out to you. But just remember, he's supposed to be the third string center. And so, if he got more of a reliable role, he could do some things. Devin Booker exploded with 36 points, 5 assists, no steals or blocks, but 16 of 24 from the field. Great shooting night from Devin Booker. Not much competition, but still. Colin Gillespie, 11 points, 10 assists, 5 boards. Love that. Jalen Green, 21-6 with 2 steals. Rashear Fleming, 11-3 steals. Love that. And good solid production from everyone. No one truly went crazy. But Jordan Good with 9-8 assists with 5 steals. Okay, he went a little crazy with the 5 steals. That's a great game by Jordan Goodwin. In 28 minutes. But a lot of this was garbage time. Like I said, they won by 26 points. For the Grizz, Taylor Hendricks and Cedric Howard did nothing. So that's why they lost. Cedric Howard had a great game last game. Tonight, 7 points, 3 boards, 3 assists, and a block. That's, you can't have that. 1 of 7 from the field. Gigi Jackson, 14-4 boards with a block. Cam Spencer, 16-5 assists. Jemiah Mashak started, 14 points, 2 steals. I like him, but the inconsistency of minutes and playing time, just not there. Tyler Burton, 17 points, 4 boards. Dejan Giroux, 12 points, 8 boards, 4 assists, 2 blocks. Really nice all-around game for him. Walter Clayton, 11-7 assists with a steal and a block. And the newly signed Adama Ball, 9 points. 3 boards and 1 steal. And I really liked his game coming out of college. He should have been drafted. It was sketchiness around his name during draft time. It was like, is he in the draft or not? But Adama Ball was capable of being drafted. He was like a top 45 player for me. And it's good to see him get 31 minutes tonight. And hopefully he can do something with those minutes in the future. And if you're not aware, you're listening to the Box Score Breakdown, a Sports Ethos presentation. We're presented to you by FanDuel. We recap the games of the night. And the season is coming to an end, but it's still fantasy playoffs for someone, including me. I'm in like 6 different leagues. All of them are over except for this one. And hey, we're going to need all this news that we can get. But Doc and Brew will be back on the next episode. for your Fantasy NBA Today full fantasy recap. But for now, subscribe to the Bosco Breakdown. Thank you. And I'm at William S. Bill. For the next game, the San Antonio Spurs defeated the Bulls 129-114. Gershon Yabusele 15-5 with a steal. Isaac Okoro, not much. Matas Bezelis, 12 points, 6 boards, a steal, and 3 blocks. Trey Jones, 23 points. Really great shooting, 9 for 13. Josh Giddey, 9 points, 10 assists, 7 boards, and a block. Leonard Miller exploded with 21 points, 6 boards, 4 assists, a steal, and a block. You love to see that from him. You want to see him starting. There's no reason they should be starting Isaac Okoro over Leonard Miller. Like, it's time to just end that. Okoro is known for his defense. He's kind of like a boulder out there. He is all muscle, good size, but he ain't doing much. So Leonard Miller can play just as good as defense as Isaac Okoro. You know, he's not stopping nobody necessarily. Maybe if this was a playoff team loaded with offensive players, then you start Isaac Okoro. In this situation, the Bulls need to be playing the best talent on the court. Depending on what they're going for. If they're trying to lose, then fine. Colin Sexton with 20 points and a steal. And Rob Dillingham only 6 points in 20 minutes. For the Spurs, of course, Victor Wembanyama went off. 41 points, 16 rebounds, 4 assists, a steal, and 3 blocks. And I mean, he's competing for that MVP. He said he wants it. He's going for it. Shea's not letting up. And I mean, it's just, you know, it's the end of the season. No, under normal circumstances, the Spurs are 57-18. Wembanyama would probably be missing some games here, but he can't really afford to miss any games if he wants to win awards. So he will probably play just about all the rest of these games. I don't know if that's a good idea in real life, like chasing awards over his health. So let's just hope Wembanyama stays healthy and gets into the playoffs, because I mean, it's a bigger picture. They could win a championship. You know what I mean? All it takes is Shea to get a sprained ankle. And I mean, they're just as good as anyone else. And I mean, they've beaten the Thunder more than the Thunder have beaten them this year too. So I mean, even with Shea fully healthy, I doubt they would beat the Thunder, because they've always been missing people this year. They've been really banged up. But I'm just saying, you got to look at the bigger picture sometimes. But we'll see what they do. Stephon Castle with 21 points, 8 boards, 10 assists, and a steal. Devin Vassell, 6-7. De'Aaron Fox, 7-6 with 2 steals. Kelvin Johnson, 15 points and a steal. He's been playing very solid basketball, even off the bench. And, you know, much better than he was earlier in the season. Luke Kornet, 10-5. Dylan Harper, 13-6 with 3 assists, a steal, and a block. I really would love to see him get more consistent minutes starting. Like I mentioned, De'Aaron Fox and Devin Vassell didn't do much tonight. But next year will be Dylan Harper's breakout, I'm sure. And remember, if you have questions, we are recording live on YouTube, on X, all that good stuff. I will get to your questions at the end of the show. And we appreciate you for watching and listening. The next game, the Minnesota Timberwolves defeated the Dallas Mavericks 124-94. And it was big because it was the return of Anthony Edwards. They just said he was returning. No one said if he was starting or not. He came off the bench. And if you're going to play him, play him. You know what I mean? I don't know. That's just what they went with. They started Mike Conley, who played 14 minutes at 0 points. But they were playing the Mavs, who were trying to lose anyway, so they didn't need much out of them. Anthony Edwards, like I said, did not start, but I'm going to start with his numbers first. 17 points, 7 for 13 from the field, 4 assists, 2 rebounds, no steals or blocks, but it's just good to see him back out there on the court. And 17 points in 23 minutes, he was cooking. So we'll just have to hear about any discomfort or whatever going into the next game. But the good thing is they have Tuesday and Wednesday off. So then the next game is Thursday. So that's a nice break for him. I think he'll be back in full of force, full effect on Thursday. But as I mentioned, Mike Conley started. Adosunmu was back as well. He missed the last two games. He was back in full effect. 18 points, 15 boards, 12 assists, 3 steals. That's an incredible game by Adosunmu. And a lot of people were nervous about him because Anthony Edwards was back. When Anthony Edwards is there, they have this full complement of players. His numbers have not been as good as when Anthony Edwards is not there, of course. But like I said, Anthony was in limited minutes with 23. So AO was still able to play 33 minutes and start. And that's just probably the best game of his career. Incredible. Dante DiVincenzo, 15 points, 3 boards, a steal and a block. Rudy Gobert, 14 and 10 with a steal and 2 blocks. Julius Randle, 24 points, 4 assists. Naj Reid, 12 and 5. Bones Highland, 12 and 4. And Anthony Edwards, like I mentioned, with the big 17 points in 23 minutes. For the Mavs, Daniel Gafford was back. 21 points, 8 boards, and a block. 9 of 11 from the field. You love that. You just wish he was more of a shot blocker. But it's a really nice game, especially coming back from injury in 24 minutes. Chris Middleton started 9 and 6 with 5 turnovers, unfortunately, and a steal. Cooper Flagg in 31 minutes had a bad game. 12 points, 4 boards, 2 blocks. Love the blocks.
Mom, can you tell me a story?
Sure. Once upon a time, a mom needed a new car.
Was she brave?
She was tired, mostly. But she went to Carvana.com and found a great car at a great price. No secret treasure map required.
Did she have to fight a dragon?
Nope. She bought it 100% online. From her bed, actually.
Was it scary?
Honey, it was as unscary as car buying could be.
Did the car have a sunroof?
It did, actually.
Okay, good story.
Car buying you'll want to tell stories about. Buy your car today on
Carvana.
Delivery fees may apply.
But 5 of 19 from the field is not good at all. That is less than 25%. 0 for 3 from 3-point range. And it was just a struggle for him. And he got hit in the face by Rudy Gobert. So to add insult to the loss. Ryan Nembhard started 8 points, 5 assists. Dwight Powell, who had been starting, 9 points, 8 boards. Tyler Smith, the youngster, with 4 points, 8 boards. He and Dwight had a steal as well. Klay Thompson with only 5 points in 22 minutes. And you have to wonder about his career next year. Brandon Williams, 15 and 6, with 7 assists and 2 steals. And just a lot of players putting up really good numbers. John Polakidis with 8 points and 3 boards. Next game, the Cavs defeated the Jazz 122-113. Evan Mobley finally with a huge breakout performance. And I mean, he went off. 34 points, 17 rebounds, a steal, and 3 blocks. Anybody that championship was last week or the week before and has been waiting for Evan Mobley to do something like this, he waited right until you were out. You were done with him. And he's like, okay, I'll play now. But I mean, that's a tremendous game. And it's frustrating because people know he is capable of this. Maybe not every night, but a lot more often than he has been doing it. So maybe next year is the year he's full effect all-star, you know, dominant player. But we'll see. You know, there was no Jared Allen. But I mean, it's been plenty of games with no Jared Allen. He hasn't done this. So great game by Evan Mobley. James Harden took a back seat with 13 points. He only shot the ball 9 times. So he was focused on dishing it out with 14 assists, 6 rebounds, a steal, and a block. Donovan Mitchell with 34 points as well, 5 assists and a steal. Sam Merrill, 9 points, but 0 3-pointers, 0 for 8 from 3. Like, he could have had a lights-out game, but he was just cold. I mean, as cold as you could be. Keon Ellis started 13 points, 2 steals, and a block. And there was no, I can't even think of his name right now. But anyway, Jalen Tyson, yes, he was not there tonight. So Keon Ellis is still starting, and he's kind of just falling off the map, unfortunately. But He'll be there for the playoffs to help this team win. Add some depth. Tyrese Proctor, 8 points and a steal. For the Jazz, Kyle Filipowski, really nice game with 20 points, 10 boards, 5 assists, 3 steals and a block. Cody Williams, 26-6 with 2 steals. That's a great game by Cody Williams. And 11-for-22 from the field. I mean, that's all you can ask for from Cody Williams. He did it in 37 minutes. And you just hope he can be consistent. We don't need 26-6 every night. But we don't need 26 and then 4. You know what I mean? Or 24-3. Like, I mean, his numbers have been all over the board. And this is a really good game. Let's hope he can keep this momentum going. Bryce Sensabaugh with 18-4-5 with a steal and a block. Kennedy Chandler, 12-5-4 with a block. And he's starting in 40 minutes. That's crazy. But he only shot 25% from the field. Ace Bailey continues his nice play of late. 19 points, 5 assists. And I told you the second half of the season would be good for him. And it has been. So great job there. Oscar Tshiebwe, 7-7. Wish he had some blocks, but it was only in 19 minutes. So we'll take that. For the next game, the Thunder defeated the Pistons 114-110. And that is impressive because there was no Cade, of course. He's been out with that collapsed lung. Before the Pistons, Paul Reed, 21-10 with a steal and 4 blocks. And so, you know, when there's no Isaiah Stewart, no Jalen Duren, it's Paul Reed time. And so that's what happened. Great game right there. I mean, that's way better than anything Isaiah Stewart can do pretty much at this point. So should Paul Reed be starting? And this was against OKC. It raises the question. Javonte Green with a great game, 19-5 with 2 steals. Kevin Herter, 17-6-6 with a steal. Really nice. Ausar Thompson, 8 points, 7 boards, 5 assists, 3 steals, 1 block. And if he could just get his scoring under control, he needs to talk a lethal shooter. He will be a dangerous, dangerous player. Danish Jenkins, 15 points, 4 boards, 6 assists, and 2 steals. And he is holding down the 4 for K very nicely. Caris LeVert and Marcus Sasser in double figures off the bench with each a block. For the Thunder, Chet Holmgren, it was a question. Would he play? Would Isaiah Hartenstein play? Well, Chet did. Hartenstein did not. Chet had 13-9 with 2 steals, 2 blocks. Solid. You wish he could get up to like 18 points a game, 20 points per game. But it'll be coming in the future. SGA. In 41 minutes play, had 47 points, 5 boards, 2 steals, 12 of 19 from the floor, 21 free throws. And that's what people talk about with him all the time. 21-for-25 from the free throw line, and that's a lot of free throws. But, you know, he knows how to draw the contact. They used to say that about James Harden. But that's a huge number of free throws. Lou Dort did nothing. Kayson Wallace, nothing really. 9 points, nothing else. AJ Mitchell, 14 and 2 steals and a block. And Aaron Wiggins with 10 points and a steal. The big man Jalen Williams, 13 rebounds and 3 blocks, but 1 of 6 from the field. So bad game shooting. And the other Jalen Williams did not play. So hopefully that was rest. Because he's had a heck of a year with injuries and sprains and all this. For the last and final game, the Lakers defeated the Wizards 120-101. The Wizards continuing to play everyone around 25 minutes. Except for Will Riley. They did give him a nice complement of minutes. 36 minutes. He had 20 points. 8-for-19 from the field. 2 boards, 2 assists, and 1 steal. Unfortunately, he went 1-of-7 from 3. That's pretty much the only thing he did not do well tonight. If he hit a couple more of those threes, the game is looking really nice. But solid performance by Will Riley, and he's shown a lot. He needs to keep getting minutes down the stretch. Trey Johnson was back 11-6 with 2 steals. Bob Carrington was back after a scare last game. Had 7 assists, but not much else. Tristan Vucevic, 14 points, 4 steals and a block in 20 minutes. You know, he started with no Julian Reese, no Alex Saar, and still only 20 minutes. It's crazy. Justin Champagne, 18 points and a steal. And off the bench, Anthony Gill and Jaden Hardy both had 11 points. The Wizards are... No Keyshawn George, no Bilal Coulibaly. But did I hear Jameer Watkins? Jameer Watkins had 8 points, 5 and 5 with 2 steals. No Leaky Black in this one either. But I think Jameer Watkins should be starting probably. He's going to get you a steal or two every game. Like Jameer Watkins is a solid player for them. For the Lakers, LeBron James with a triple-double, 21 points, 10 boards, 12 assists, and a block in 33 minutes. And, I mean, at 41 years old, it's just incredible. You know, we're not going to have this much longer. Don't let this go underappreciated, LeBron James. You know, whether you find your reasons to not like him or not, whether you hate the Lakers or not, this is incredible. And, like, say he retires, he's not there next year. No one cares about this Lakers team that played tonight, because there was no Luka with his suspension, and then you would only have Austin Reeves as the star. So just consider that. You know, everyone hated Tom Brady, and then he retired, and then a lot of those people that hated Tom Brady never said anything else about football. You know what I mean? So he does bring eyes to the game. He has been a legendary, one of the top three players of all time. So, I just want to give praise and shout out to LeBron James, 50% from the field as well. And he could have done more, but it was the Wizards, so it was a blowout. Rui Hachimura, 14-6. Jake LaRady via 3 steals. DeAndre Ayton, 12-7 with 3 blocks. Thank you for getting those blocks, DeAndre Ayton. We appreciate it. Do that every game. Austin Reeves, 19-9 assists with a steal. And like I said, he and Luka are the future of this franchise. They're going to need some more help, though, when LeBron's gone. Jackson Hayes and Luke Kennard with 19 points. Hayes had 7 boards and 2 blocks. And Luke Kennard had a steal. I'm thinking Jackson Hayes needs to start for this team. You know, he is just more effective. And, you know, he's definitely a lob threat that DeAndre Ayton is not really. So, I don't know. They're going to keep splitting the minutes. They can do that. But I think Jackson Hayes can be more productive than DeAndre Ayton for this team. But obviously, Ayton is a big name. All right, so let's go over the players of the night. Tyrese Maxey, 23-7-9. Bam Adebayo, 23-16-6. Luka Garza, 20-9. Onyeka Okongwu, 20-10 with 3 steals. D-Book with 36 points. Leonard Miller, 21-6. Of course, Wembanyama with 41, 16, and 3 blocks. Crazy. Ayo Dosunmu with the triple-double that no one expected with 18, 15, and 12. Dame Gafford, 21-8. Evan Mobley, 34, 17, and 3. Filipowski, 20-10 with 3 steals. Paul Reed, 21-10 with 4 blocks. Love that from Paul Reed. SGA with 47 points. And LeBron James with 21, 10, and 12 with the triple-double. So, that was the recap. All right, so we have a question from AGZ20. He said, what's the likelihood AO plays the upcoming back-to-back? Thanks. I need to look at that schedule because do they have a back-to-back? Let me see. I can pull that up real quick to make sure because he's actually on my fantasy team. All right. Yeah, they play Thursday and Friday. So the fact that they're going to have Tuesday and Wednesday off, I think that would be very helpful for AO. I think the question would be, will Anthony Edwards play the back-to-back? I think AO will be safe to do that because he's had a nice little bit of time off. Play tonight, play great, and then 2 more games off. So I would give AO probably like a 65-70% chance of playing the back-to-back. Anthony Edwards, I would think, is more like a 40% chance he's going to play the back-to-back because he is the team. Where Anthony Edwards goes, the team goes. And if he was to tweak something, that would just be catastrophic. AO should be all right. And, you know, they're playing against Philly. Well, if Embiid and George weren't back, that would be an easy game, but that's not going to be an easy game anymore. So just stay tuned, though. You know, you got to some teams, some fantasy lineups, you have to add a player by 8 in the morning or something like that. But if you can add a player up until that last minute, you know, move them to your IR spot. If they let you do that, you know, my team does that. If they're out, we can move them to the IR spot, add someone. So just keep an eye out on it, you know. And that nowadays, with these last 2-3 weeks of the season, they're just sitting people for no reason at this point. Not just the Timberwolves, teams in general. So you really are not safe to add anyone early, because who knows if they're going to sit. You know, you saw guys like on Utah, Memphis, Washington, you cannot add them ahead of time, really, because we're seeing people sitting out left and right for no reason. Like Zaire Williams sat out just a random game for rest. He doesn't need rest. What are you doing? Like EJ Harkless sat out a game tonight, no reason. And there's guys on two-way contracts and all that. Like Julian Reese will sit out because he only has such games left. It's just kind of a mess right now. So if you can, stay tuned up until the latest point that you can before you figure out what you're going to do with your schedule. Hopefully this is your last week, but teams playing this deep into fantasy, it's hectic, it's chaotic, it's fun, but it can go all over the place. So I just want to thank you guys so much for listening to the Box Score Breakdown, hanging out with me tonight. If you have any more discussion or comments, hit me up at William S. Bill. Follow us at Sports Ethos and at Ethos Fantasy NBA. We're presented to you by FanDuel. Thanks again for all your questions and support. Until next time, I'm out of here. Peace.
Hey, sweetie, your mother showed me this Carvana thing for selling the car. I'm going to give it a try. Wish me luck. Me again. I put in the license plate. It gave me an offer. Unbelievable. Okay, I accepted the offer. They're picking it up Tuesday from the driveway. I haven't even left my chair. It's done. The car is gone. I'm holding a check. Anyway, Carvana, give it a whirl. Love ya.
So good, you'll want to leave a voicemail about it. Sell your car today on
Carvana.
Pickup fees may apply.